have a bright future. The prospects for success of this political party are very, very high. We are carrying the right message for the young people. We are carrying the right message for the majority of the people who voted for the Patriotic Front on the understanding that we're going to improve governance records, that we're going to respect human rights, that we're going to improve the economy and thereby create employment, thereby allow the people to have more money in their pockets. All these things have not happened.
No.
Of late, some musicians have composed a song saying that most of the things that the Patriotic Front and their leader, Mr. Michael Chirukyasata, promised the Zambian people were all lies. And this song has become popular in this country.
Father Bwalya, so are you therefore saying you regret supporting President Sata when he was in opposition and campaigning for the party to win the presidency in Zambia? Is that the case now?
I've never said I regret, because although the man has turned out to be a letdown, we think that he played one important role and we required somebody to play that important role, that of removing the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, who had equally become corrupt, who started violating our rights, and were just bent on destroying the country. We were in that kind of desperate situation, and we needed somebody with a popular support to remove the MMD. So the election in 2011 was not about what kind of qualities to look for in a leader that would take Zambia to a higher level. It was more a question of how to remove this corrupt government that had become entrenched. And this is why we don't want to waste time giving them a second chance. We want to make sure that we educate the people, enlighten them about the corruption of this government, and that come 2016, we can have real change.
Now, Father Bwalya, critics of yours have said you do not have a family of your own, you live lavishly without working, and that you criticize the government for the sake of criticism because you have not been given a job by the government, and that is why you seem bitter. How do you react to such criticisms?
First and foremost, the cabinet minister who said I live a lavish life and that I live in a house three times bigger than that of a bishop in this country is a big, shameless liar, because I live in a small apartment only with two bedrooms, a sizable living room, a small kitchen. That's all. It's a semi-detached flat. The media back here in Zambia have taken photos of that small house. The print media have also written about it. It's a blatant lie. In this part of the world, in Zambia, you can have a cabinet minister lying in that manner, and the president has no problem. In developed countries, civilized countries, that cabinet minister who accused me of living in a lavish house and so on should have been fired, because it was a lie. Concerning having a family of my own, the Zambian constitution does not say whoever wants to aspire to the presidency, anyone wants to run for office, should have a wife and should have children. It doesn't say so. All it says is that they need to be 35 years and above and other constitutional requirements. And I do qualify under our constitution. Nevertheless, I don't believe that to be a good leader, to make a good president, to be a good man or woman, you need to have a family. I don't believe that. Not only that, there is a background why I am not married. There is a background why I'm not, I don't have a wife and children. It's because I've been a priest, and I'm still a priest. So you can see that these people have nothing sensible to use against me. That's how come they are going to these cheap and petty, accusations.
Do you think you are qualified? You have what it takes to lead the people of Zambia after your party has been registered officially as a political party in Zambia?
I don't want to answer that question. I want the people of Zambia to answer that question. And they have started answering that question. We're going to launch our party sometime next month. I'm sure I'll keep in touch with you and that you'll be able to follow the happenings, the activities, and the programs that you are going to be engaging in. And so come and look at the first rally that I'm going to have to launch this party. Look at the people who would come. Look at the people that will be associating. The people have already started associating with me. I can assure you that I'm building a team of highly competent, highly qualified people, highly respected people. Mr. Michael Chirufya-Sata, our current president, failed to do that because he himself seems to be averse, seems not to like anyone. That is a high flyer. That's a very big difference with me. I'm going for all those people I know are more educated, more exposed. These high flyers, I'm going to them and saying to them, come and contribute to this country. We cannot leave politics to criminals and thieves such as we've done in the past. And they are coming. So I cannot answer that question. I can't even say I'm popular. Here, when people say to me, are you popular? I tell them, come and see my meetings. Come and look at the people associating with me. That is the answer I've been giving them. But time will be coming very soon when even people outside will be able to answer that question on their own by just looking.
Specifically, what date is your party going to be officially launched?
I cannot tell you the date because the police, the security, the secret service are listening to this conversation. And once I say it on this, phone conversation, they are going to start preparing to disturb such a launch. They will inform the police. They will hire cadres who would come to the venue with machetes and, sticks and stones to disturb us and to ensure that we don't successfully launch. So we are keeping it close to our hearts, not telling anyone. 7 days before the launch, that's when we are going to go and notify the police. That is the situation here. And you may be interested to know that they tried by all means to frustrate the registration of our party. But I challenged them. I said, under what law are you going to stop us from registering this party? They went to an extent of trying to coax some of my initial members to join the ruling party. So that it will be next month and we'll be able to publicize the date once everything is put in place and we ensure that we have security and successful launching of our party.
So what should Zambians expect from your party after officially launching it?
Zambians should expect the birth of a new political dispensation. Zambians should expect the emergence of new leaders of high integrity who do not put self-interest before public interest. Zambians should for once expect a president that is going to discipline erring ministers, a president that is going to discipline corrupt public officers. Our current president has no political will. He has no power to discipline even his own corrupt ministers with all the information that he has about them. He doesn't have that capacity. And the Zambian people will soon know why he is failing to deal on issues of corruption within his own party. There's a lot of information that we have and why this man has been rendered, not able to act in this manner.